Om Shanti. So in the series of Beyond Questions, episode number 7, question number 9, please let me know how to reduce and remove clashes between husband and wife. Yes, Arvind bhai? Let's ask Bal Brahmacharis first of all. Because they are in a better position to answer such questions. Because understand each other, okay? How to remove and reduce and remove clashes between husband and wife. What to do? To understand each other, okay? Then next. Yes, Sushil bhai. Learn from the experience of others. That's why I said, let's first Bal Brahmacharis answer this question. Yes, Kamlesh bhai. Shyam bhai. Respect each other, understand each other. Nikhilesh bhai, how to reduce the conflicts? First of all, we need to understand there are four pairs. Whether they are, this question is regarding those husbands and those wives who are in Gyan or not. First of all, four different situations. First, both are in Gyan. Second, husband is in Gyan and wife is not in Gyan. Third, wife is in Gyan, husband is not in Gyan. And fourth, both are not in Gyan. So these are four situations under which we need to discuss this. First, both are in Gyan. Both are in Gyan and they both fight with each other. To reveal Bab Dada. That is the first situation. Because see, marriage is an institution where two people are coming together. Now these two people are from different background. These two people are having different attitudes, different set of feelings, different sanskars, different religion, different habits. Okay? So they are coming from entirely different backgrounds and probably at some point of time they have started liking each other or for whatever reason they got married. Okay? So, but after that they got so many new things. They got to realize many new things about themselves. And that's why all those clashes started. So that is the first situation where then they both understand this Gyan, both are in Gyan and they understand Baba's Murli. But still, those deep-rooted sanskars are still there. That's why that give rise to conflicts. And that is one situation. Second, where husband is in Gyan and wife is not in Gyan. This is the second situation. Third situation, wife is in Gyan, husband is not in Gyan. So these are two difficult situations. Which is more difficult out of these two? Wife is in Gyan and husband is not in Gyan. That is difficult. Okay. Wife is not in Gyan, this is probably more difficult. Why? Because yeah, so this is both are common, but this is a very tough situation. So these two and last, both of them are not Indian. So first let's come to the first situation where husband and wife both are in Gyan and still there are conflicts day in day out. First of all, what are the reasons of these conflicts? Even though they both understand knowledge, even though they both know what Baba is telling, they both listen to Murli, they both to Amrit Vela, they both have all the dharanas of purity or they are trying to follow Srimad as close as possible. So still there are conflicts, clashes, fights, brawls, they are bickering each and every now and then. What are the causes for that? First of all, we need to understand the causes. One foremost cause I told, the differences. Because coming from different background, different family, different tradition, different religion, different caste, different creed, habits, sanskars, all those things are there, no matter how much they love each other or whatever, but these things are there. Okay, that is one reason. Second, level of understanding, the level of education, the level of understanding, how much they understand each other, how much they are ready to listen to each other. Then, third factor, yeah, power of adjustment, that varies from person to person. So that is not there. Then, first causes of conflicts. So they are not accepting each other. Okay, so non-acceptance of each other's whatever. Then? Fault finding nature. Always fault finding. Always calling names. Always pointing fingers. You did this. You did that. You are responsible for this. Because of you, this happened. For very small things. For very small things, right from spilling of milk to failure of children in exam. You are responsible for it. Why you did not pay attention? You should be more careful. You should be more attentive. So this finger pointing, you know, this finger pointing, name calling, abusing, this calling names to each other. This is one habit that becomes an habit. For every small thing, they pinpoint. Yes, you did this. So that is one of the reasons for conflict. So one thing is about, you know, this ego satisfaction, this ego trip, ego factor is always there, because they become egoistic, and because of the ego they are not ready to bow down, or like manipulated ego means, like whenever good things happen, I have done it, the things turn worse, you are responsible for that. So this attitude is there, that's why there are conflicts. Then, that we said first factor is that only. What I did, I am right attitude. Holier than thou attitude. I am right. Baba said in one of the Avyakta Murlis 2010, while talking with double foreigners, Maya has two forms. First, waste thoughts, and second, I am right. I am right. First, accept that you are wrong, then only I will talk, otherwise go away. First accept that you are wrong, then only, otherwise I am not ready even to talk. I am not going to come to terms with you, not at all. First of all, accept that you are wrong. So this strong, deep ingrained attitude that I am right and you are wrong, this is responsible for a lot many clashes. Then, selfishness. Somewhere that deep selfishness is there, some deep selfish attitude is there. And that attitude gets nourishment as they progress ahead because of various factors. Then expectations, too much expectations, and taking them for granted. They should have done it and they have not done it. Why you didn't do it? So many expectations are there, extra unfulfilled expectations. So that are responsible somewhere for this. Then nobody is ready to accept one's mistake. None of them is ready to accept that I am wrong, or to withdraw, or to stay calm. They want to talk over each other. They want to defeat each other. They want to debate, argue, fight, and fight it out. So all these things are there. Then, means explain it further. Acha, so dual personality means like what you say is you speak something, you do something, or you think something. Okay, so this is something, deceitful personality, dubious personality, where the person doesn't, his all the three things are not in alignment, thoughts, words and deeds. They are going in three different directions. So, they are always like this, okay? Then, one is extreme sensitive. You say something and that person is upset. That is also there. That is a different point. We'll come to that. So, sensitive nature. Extremely sensitive nature. You can't just even teach somebody something. You try to teach them and they feel hurt. It's such a difficult for the other person also. Means they will stop teaching. They want that they should improve, but the moment they teach, they feel that they are teaching me only. He is always teaching. He is insulting me. He is hurting me. So they always feel hurt if somebody tries to teach them. So that sensitive nature is there. Then narrow-minded, narrow tubular vision, narrow-minded attitude about everything. Then there are two types of personality. One is task-oriented, other is people-oriented. If husband and wife are there, she wants that every task should be done. He wants that people should be addressed to first. He gives more importance to people, she gives more importance to task. Anyhow, the task must be done. This is one set of couple. Other set of couple is, one says that everything should be done very fast. Other says that it should be done in a very slow manner. So two different set of personality. See, the question is not about how to stop the conflict. Conflicts are going to arise. The question is more about how to deal with it. No matter what you do. Because, as I said, two set of individual, two set of, don't look at them as persons, or male, female, or husband, wife. Look at them as set of sanskars. Two set of sanskars are coming together. Every individual is a set of sanskars. Is a set of sanskars, and those two sanskars are coming together. And they are bound to clash. They are bound to clash. First of all, this. And now we come to the basic question, how to reduce. This is a very good question. He has said, first he has used the word reduce, and then he said how to remove. First thing is to reduce, how to deal with the clashes. Now, what are the steps in dealing with these clashes? Two people are always fighting with each other. They both are in Gyan. What are the ways? Many people have, most of the answers are already been answered in question itself. First, accept each other. Note your differences. Yes, this is a different person. Use some of the points of drama. Every soul is unique. Every soul is unique. Every soul is special. So I don't have to pinpoint their fault. In next Sunday's Murli Baba, I said, pick up their virtues. Every soul is virtuous. Baba's child, Baba's children, it is not possible that they are without virtues. This is first thing. Try to understand and also know that since these two selves, because husband and wife, this relation is such a strong one, unless and until they have very strong karmic accounts, they cannot come together. They have come together because they have lot of things to settle. That is why they have come together. So they have to understand why we have come together. So first is this, understanding, then accepting, acceptance, unconditional acceptance. Now you cannot run away from it. You have to stay there. Don't be an escapist, palayanvad. No. We have to face the situation. Face, stay where you are and try to understand that person. Try to accept that person. Try to know that person. That is one. So this is the first step. Next is agree to disagree. Okay. Then have more faith, more love with each other, amongst each other, between each other. So increase faith, then forgive each other. Because you know, we tend to remember their faults, failings, imperfections and their mistakes. We don't want to forgive. Just as I had given an example long back, there was a couple and they go to one party and the husband, because he is surrounded by some friends and he drinks. Okay, for the first time he drinks. And after drinking a lot, he creates a little ruckus. He starts talking irrelevant things and so on and so forth. And then they come back home. And next day morning, he feels so much repentance. He says that, please forgive me. I was just out of my senses. And it was the influence of that drink, or rather those friends and all those things, because of which I drank. Otherwise, I never drink. So she says, okay, I forgive you today for this, whatever you did. But then for the rest of the life, she kept on telling him, don't forget that I have forgiven you. She kept on telling him, reminding him whole that you had. And so she says that, he says, oh, I already asked you for forgiveness, for pardon still. But what she says that, I am reminding you so that you should not forget that I have forgiven you. So she keeps on reminding the whole life. A small mistake and he had to pay a lot. So, such things happen in life, but this forgiveness, you have to forgive, pardon. Emerge that soul, because both are jnanis, emerge that soul in Amrit Vela, talk with that soul, have heart-to-heart conversation with that soul, emerge it, give vibrations of love, peace, purity to that soul, ask for forgiveness, of forgive that soul. Both things should be done, and should be done quite on a regular basis, both of them should do. So forgiveness. Next, clear the misunderstanding, because misunderstandings are at the root of many of the conflicts. Many of the conflicts, misunderstanding. Have a very clear, transparent relationship. Okay, then detachment should be there. You know, all relationships, if there is no detachment, that freshness is lost. There should be an amount of detachment, of very spiritual detachment. It doesn't mean that you are hating that person, but there is an element of love in that detachment. Nyara Pyara, what Baba calls. So detachment. Then never allow the green-eyed monster, jealousy. Because jealousy is such a bug, jealousy is such a thing that when it enters, it's very difficult to remove. It's very difficult to remove. And there is no jealousy. If the wife starts jealousy as well as suspicion, doubt, if the wife starts suspecting her husband, it's very difficult to convince her. It's very difficult to convince her. How to control our jealousy? See, as you enter more and more into the depth of this knowledge, you start getting new points, new understanding, and so many new things. You start rather appreciating that person. Because you know, sometimes wife is working, husband is not working. She is earning more, he is earning less. She is educated more, he is less educated. She has more friends, he doesn't have friends. She is well known in the society, he is not well known in the society. So he always feels a sort of amount of jealousy that she is progressing. He wants to keep her under dominion, means like he wants to dominate her. But sometimes when he finds that she is rising up, he is ill at ease. So for this thing to tackle, understand that person. Know the differences, know the speciality, learn to appreciate other people. Because they are all special. And that person is going ahead means there must be something in that person. Some ingrained qualities, some innate virtues. So that thing. Then next, what else? That he used to say, no? Har manli, means I have accepted defeat. That how harmony is generated. Harmonious relationships. Then be more cooperative. Cooperate with each other. Walk ahead. Then let go. Avoid. Don't keep their mistakes in mind and don't keep on reminding them of their painful past or their mistakes. Yeah? Keep quiet. It's better to keep quiet rather than arguing, rather than answering back. Every time it's not necessary that you have to answer back. Keep quiet. This silence itself will help. It's not, otherwise it will lead to constant bickerings. Next. And this is the first case. Second case is husband is in Gyan and wife is not in Gyan. Then it is his responsibility to bring her in Gyan. Otherwise she will pull him down. Because she is always more powerful. Because you know when the husband comes in Gyan, he starts flying up. He develops utter vairag for this world. But he should not forget that he cannot afford to fly alone in the spiritual path. Because even if he goes very high, she is very strong still. Remember that. Because she has something, some sort of charisma, some sort of magnetism, some attraction of the personality or whatever, she will pull him down. So that's why even if he goes up, he should come down. He should come down purposefully in between and make her cooperative. And make her go along with him. Otherwise, she will pull him down. No matter how high he ascends. He has to make her cooperative. And it's a very difficult task. Very difficult task. To change her mind. I will come to that third situation. So first is this situation where husband is in Gyan. So it is his foremost responsibility and duty to bring that soul in Gyan. Gradually to make her. If she is absolutely against Brahma Kumaris. She doesn't want to even listen the name of Brahma Kumaris. So even such situations are there. She is absolutely opposed. So he has to but come down and make her with the help of love, tenderness, care and all those things. And there are conflicts on purity, then it becomes all the more worse. So this is a very delicate and sensitive issue. I think it should be solved by talking vis-a-vis, person to person. Only by sitting with that person, such issues can be settled. Third situation is when husband is not in Gyan and wife is in Gyan. Now what? This is, I think, in majority of the cases. The husband, sometimes he is absolutely opposed to it, sometimes he is cooperative, sometimes he likes, but he doesn't like too much involvement. Sometimes he likes everything, he doesn't like purity. So many things are there in that, subcategories are there, so many. So what to do in those cases, Arvind Bhai? Wife is in Gyan, husband is not in Gyan. The way to man's heart is through his stomach. The way to man's heart is through stomach. You must know this saying in English. If you want to reach the ear, you have to start from below. In stomach. Okay? So, Brahma Bhojan. It has to be prepared in God's remembrance with lot of love, with lot of purity, lot of vibrations, and feed him that every day. First. Then second, don't answer back. Don't try to fight with him. If he doesn't like to hear even the names of Brahma Kumaris, do not mention those names again and again. Don't try to pull him. Don't try to force him. Don't try to tell him what things are happening here. He doesn't like them, no? So, wait. Don't try to force, pump knowledge into his brain. Let him become ready first of all. Then only you can teach him knowledge. Otherwise, you be slow, you be calm. No need of hurrying. Every soul has a time to come here. You just keep on giving water to that seed. One day that sapling will become tree, but it will take time. Keep on giving good vibrations. Don't try to teach, don't try to give knowledge, don't try to instruct, don't try to order. Because this is the tendency that somebody comes in and he is so intoxicated that he wants to just force everybody into this knowledge. He will take that person to the center, even though that person doesn't like. You like, that doesn't mean that everybody will like. First of all, never force this knowledge on anybody. Never even mention the name. You do it as your private affair. This is your personal affair, so continue it in a personal basis. Don't try to keep on telling that I want to go to center, I want to go to center every time. So don't try to go too much against his wish, will. But yes, at the same time, be very strong in purity. Respect, if he likes something, if he likes to move, if he likes to go for a picnic, go with him. All those things. You have to give love, care, support, understanding, all those things. But it doesn't, because then also you should be very much detached in one manner. Not getting physically or emotionally attached to that person. Okay? So, give vibrations. Yeah. Yeah. So, you can go with him. Nay, you should go with. If he says that he wants to eat from outside, you can even accompany that person, and when you go, you can eat some fruit and let him eat everything. Let him eat. If he says that he wants to go to cinema, to multiplex, then what? It is not that if you say no, he might get upset, angry. So many things are there. It is according to the situation, the things have to be tailored. So you have to see to it. But if you really feel that if this is going to make him happy, yes, you should do that. But at the back of your mind, you should be totally spiritually prepared that this move is going to help him gradually to come into Gyan. This point should be always there in your mind. Otherwise, you are also lost. Okay? So, that is the second condition. Third condition, where both are Agyani. Still they keep on fighting. This is quite often in the world. Again, the same things, whatever we narrated. Lot of understanding, lot of forgiveness, lot of pain, lot of sharing with each other, being with each other, giving time to each other. All those things are very important. Because becoming less selfish, these things are very important. So these are the four categories. Any fifth category you can think of? Children are not in Gyan, they both are in Gyan. So these are all different sort of categories. Or children are in Gyan, parents are not in Gyan. This is again vice versa, this is again a different situation. Children are in Gyan and parents are not in Gyan. They both are against. Or one parent is in Gyan, one child is in Gyan. More complicated situations. So, lot of permutations and combinations can be there. In whatever situations, the question here is about clashes, about fights. Be determined that Baba says, put a stone in your mouth. You have to stay calm. You don't have to just answer back. Let most of the questions remain unanswered. No need of answering back. No need to talk over. No need to raise your voice. You know, Jayanti Ben has said a very good thing once. She said that 90% of the quarrel, 90% of the fights are because of, not because of voice, it's because of the tone of the voice. Tone. With what tone things are said. If I said, please do this for me, okay. And then, there is another way, please do this for me. There are two different ways of saying the same things. In what tone it is said. That is very important. Okay, that can stimulate, ignite that fire within. If we do tell something and indirectly we are taunting that person, passing comments on that person, hurting that person, double statements, making double statements. Okay, so these things have to be avoided. And try to learn more and more about each other. Try to read more and more about how to resolve conflicts. Yeah, you should not try to hurt that self-esteem, that asmita. Every person is carrying that self-esteem, that self-respect. You have to, rather Baba has said that you need to respect them, each one of them. Then only you get respect in return. If you try to bring them down, if you try to insult them, and especially sometimes many people insult publicly, that is even worse, or in front of their friends. So these things have to be avoided. I think only one question we will take today. The other one is, we'll take next time. Om Shanti.